Hey there, welcome aboard. You're just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we'll go ahead and get it started. Here on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we talk about sports, music, and life. So we'll kick things off on the sports front. Last week, my mighty Miami Dolphins. Well, depending upon who you talk to, that's subjective, right? Because some people will say they are, some people will say they're not, and some people will say, what the fuck you talking about? So anyway, mighty Miami Dolphins went into Buffalo last Sunday for the NFL playoffs. It was during the wild card, and unfortunately, we did not come out on top. Now, let me say this much. The final score was 34-31, but let me say that considering we did not have Tua Tagovailoa as our quarterback, and considering that we started a third-string rookie quarterback, I mean, the boy was literally almost Mr. Irrelevant. The only other player that was considered to be Mr. Irrelevant in last year's draft is Brock Purdy, who is now throwing the ball for the San Francisco 49ers, who, oh, by the way, are actually still in the playoffs, and they're going up against the Cowboys tomorrow. But we'll talk about a little bit more about that later on. Anyway, so considering that we went into Buffalo and came out with the score that we did, and considering that we, you know, we played a lot better than folks expected, I'm not too upset. And the reason why I'm not too upset is because we're building a foundation. We're building a foundation that, you know, should we stay on that path, should we stay focused, we can actually continue to build upon and be successful, right? And also, with Mike McDaniel being a first-year head coach, finishing with the record of 9-8, I was still not pleased because, you know, the team has the talent, and I feel like we should have been more successful in certain games, especially down the stretch. But the team did come together, do what they had to do. We got there, but now we need to take it a step further into the next level. So that's the end of the Miami Dolphins season. We are now on the couch with some other teams watching the playoffs. Hey, it is what it is. People throw shots, but the bottom line is my Dolphins are still the only team to have an undefeated season in which they won a Super Bowl, and they won a back-to-back Super Bowl, of which we have two. Mind you, this is before I was born, and it's damn near about to be 50 years since they won a Super Bowl, but I don't care. We still got two. So there it is. Onward to fast forward to this week, and we got some hellified games about to come up this week, because now we're into the divisional rounds of the NFL playoffs. So I think today we have the Jaguars and the Chiefs coming up at 4:30, and then tonight we have the Giants and the Eagles at 8:15. That's going to be a good one. And then tomorrow, I think, is going to be the real action-packed day, right? January 22nd, we got the Bengals and Bills at 1. They're playing at 3 o'clock. And then we got the late game, the 6:30 game, is the Cowboys and 49ers. So let me tell you, I know where I'm going to be. I know exactly where I'm going to be tomorrow since I'm off on Monday. And so, yeah, we're going to see how this all turns out. I'm about to put my picks into a FanDuel. So if you're listening to this and you also play sports betting, whether it be FanDuel, whether it be MGM, whether it be DraftKings, you know, whoever, my picks for this weekend will be the Chiefs over the Jaguars. I am taking the Eagles over the Giants. I'm taking the Bengals over the Bills and the 49ers over the Cowboys. So you heard it here first. That's my picks. That's what my parlay going to be. So if you want to do that. Again, you know, if FanDuel happens to be listening, you know, I'll be more than glad to rep your platform, you know, here on the show for my 1-2 listeners. But one day I will build up to a more bigger following. So anyway, so this weekend, action-packed football, get ready for it, because it's going to be one for the books. And then we'll see what happens in the conference championships. But right now, conference championships, in my mind, it's going to be the Chiefs, Bengals, once again, and it's going to be the 49ers and Eagles. So we'll see how today's games play out. Yeah. And onward to the, now, and let me, before I get to the NBA, Because on the college note, of course, there's nothing really going on with my Gamecocks right now, because we're just in the, we're in the process of just playing through the off season for the upcoming season. Men's basketball still kind of up and down. I believe they did get a decent win the other night. I know the girls basically they wore out. They got another win, and I can't wait for the showdown between my Gamecock women's basketball team versus the LSU women's basketball team, because that shit's going to be fire. I can't wait to see that game. But on another note, I just saw the news pop up about Ed Reed. And Ed, for those who don't know, Ed Reed is a Hall of Fame defensive player, used to play for the Baltimore Ravens. He also played for University of Miami Hurricanes. And I mean, look, Ed Reed was one of my favorites. I can't front. Like, if we're talking individual players, yeah, Ed Reed was, or still is, one of my favorites. So anyway, so the news popped up that his contract has not been ratified with Bethune-Cookman University down there in Daytona Beach, Florida. And it's due to some comments he made, I think it was last week, about the conditions of the school. My take on it is they're both wrong. In my mind, Ed Reed was wrong for not what he was saying, but maybe how he was saying it. Part of me thinks that maybe he should have just jumped in, started the job, noticed the conditions, and then put in the work to change the conditions, kind of like what Deion did. Because if you notice, Deion didn't say anything about the conditions at first. He didn't start speaking until after he had already started his coaching journey and then saw the conditions and said, look, I got to do something to make improvements. So I think in that space, Ed Reed was kind of wrong for, like I said, not what he said, but kind of how he said it, and maybe the timing was not right. But on the flip side, Bethune-Cookman is wrong because they didn't even give the man a chance. You know, they got mad at what he said and said, okay, well, you know what? You can get the hell on. I can't put it no other way. That's what they did. They basically told me to get the hell on. So we'll see how all this plays out. But I will say this much. People have to understand that historically black colleges and universities, particularly those who may or may not be, who may be state supported. I don't think Bethune-Cookman is. I think they're private. Yeah, I think Bethune-Cookman is private. But even with the ones that are state supported, we know that they do not get the same level of funding that predominantly white institutions or PWIs get. And in some states, because they've decided that they want to cut funding to PWIs, well, guess what? The old adage goes, when certain groups of people catch a cold, other groups of people catch the flu. So if they're cutting funding for education at all levels to include state colleges and or universities, then you can pretty much safe bet that any publicly funded HBCUs is going to catch it, unfortunately. One day I hope that there will be parity as far as funding. I really hope that one day HBCUs will be able to get to a place of being able to, well, let me not say self-funding, because no college is actually self-funded unless you are one of the true Ivies. And maybe I'm just spitballing here and guessing that. But I just hope that HBCUs will get to a place one day where we won't have to depend heavily on states that we know will not do the right thing unless they are forced. But that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But either which way, this Ed Reed situation just basically shows that sometimes you just got to kind of get in there, do what you need to do, and do your best to improve the conditions, or criticize in private versus public. But then these schools should know what they're getting themselves into when they hire somebody that is not used to these conditions, or somebody that's going to speak out on these conditions and just work with them to make improvements. But again, that is another story for another time. But back to college football. So right now it's just a lot of portal movement. Well, I think the portal has finally closed, so now we're going to see what these schools are made of in the upcoming season. Again, I'm just hoping that my Gamecocks will do something football wise. Men's basketball wise, there's some room for improvement, but I am willing to give Coach Paris some grace, because he is doing, you know, what he can with what we have. And so hopefully next season will yield better results should they be able to hit the portal a lot harder than they were than they did this current season. And as far as the NBA is concerned, last night, my Mighty Lake show took care of business against the Memphis Grizzlies at home in LA. Now, from what I'm seeing, apparently there was an issue with I think it was during halftime, there was an issue between Shannon Sharpe and players of the Memphis Grizzlies, where the Grizzlies, I guess, was talking shit, Shannon talked shit back, and then the Grizzlies players wanted to step to him. I'm like, look, y'all need to sit down somewhere, because Uncle Shay Shay ain't no small dude. He ain't no small dude. He's like Thanos to them. And he probably would lock all the, you know, knock the blocks off if they tried him. And so that's why, you know, they needed to kind of back off. And then he got into it with Ja Morant's dad, T. Morant. But then they squashed their beef. They settled their differences, because that's what you're supposed to do as grown men, right? Just, you know, talk shit out, squash it, and keep it going. So they handled it. Not initially, it wasn't handled well, but at the end, it was handled well. But that kind of fired up my Los Angeles Lakers. We took care of business, 122-121. You know, LeBron came out, showed out. I think Westbrook stepped up too. And then this upcoming week, I think Anthony Davis is coming back. So we'll see how all that plays into the mix. I just want my Lakers to do better so we can at least get to the playoffs. Because right now it's looking like that's where we're just going to be limping into the playoffs should we make it. The record right now is 21-25. So not doing, we're not good by long stretch of imagination, but it could be worse. Okay, it could be worse. So after last night, I think next game is on Sunday. They're playing the Portland Trail Blazers. And after that will be the, I guess you could say, LA showdown between the Clippers and the Lakers. Of course, we know who runs LA. Okay, let's just be real. You know, Clippers might think they run some shit, but no, you don't have a championship at all. So, and you barely win playoff games. So, you know your place in Los Angeles, and that is second to the mighty Los Angeles Lakers. Enough about that rant. So, moving on to the music, because, you know, I gotta throw the music in there. I hadn't really listened to, can't say I listened to anything new. I'm trying to think. I did listen to something last week, and it's escaping me what I actually listened to. It'll come back to me, but either way, on the music front, I nothing really new to speak of. I believe I just got word of a group named Odyssey dropped their album, and that's ODDISEE. Yeah, and so I think that's how they spell Odyssey, so I'm going to check that out later on, and then I'll probably provide a review on my next show. And then finally, on the life front, life, I could talk about a whole bunch of different things, but I guess this week's word, as far as life is concerned, is action and gratitude. And what I mean by that is, as far as action is concerned, if there's a situation that is not to your liking, whether, you know, no matter what the situation is, you have to take action to change it. Whether it's you got to change your mindset, whether it's you got to change your environment or change the people around you, you have to step up and you have to take action in order to make the changes that you want to see. And as far as gratitude is concerned, in the news lately, there have been reports of layoffs at different companies. Two of the biggest companies, Microsoft and Amazon respectively, have had massive layoffs. And so on that note, it brings about a spirit of gratitude, because even though your situation may not be ideal, at least work-wise, it may not be ideal, but it's still, how can I put this? It may not be ideal, but you still have some place to go and make money. Now, some people will say, well, you need to be an entrepreneur. And sure, I think anybody could make the attempt, but entrepreneurism is not for everybody. It's just not, you know. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, but now, unless you're willing to put in the work and sacrifice long hours, just know that it's not for you. And it's okay to work a regular 9-to-5. You just got to make sure that you're working in an environment that is not toxic, where you're actually valued, and where people, you know, where you can be your best self, where you can produce your best work. So in looking at the news and seeing that, the spirit of gratitude kind of hit me. And so that's why today's word in my mind is gratitude. Because yes, always have gratitude, always be grateful for what you have, even if it is not necessarily the most ideal. So that's all I have for y'all today. If you like what you hear, if you just love the sound of my beautiful voice, or if you just like the content, please like, listen, and share. Like, listen, share, and leave feedback so that we can get this show elevated in front of a greater audience. Because without you, or without your comments, or without your feedback, people will not know this show exists. Even though I need to figure out a way to advertise a little bit better, that's something I'm definitely working on in this year. But yes, if you like what you hear, please like, please share, please review, and we will continue this train. This train will keep on rolling. And again, I'm trying to figure out a way. I'm hoping that within the next few months, I can bring some guests on so we can have some dialogue, and so that might also help boost this show, because we're here for you, okay? We are here for you. The Nerdy Little Bubba podcast, we are here for you. So on that note, I am going to sign off as I always sign off and as I always leave you, which is, I wish you nothing but peace and one love.